Yeah.
We are ready. We are back. Welcome to Fear Ann. Yeah.
Love that intro.
Yeah, welcome to Fear Ann, everybody. We're back here. It's a beautiful day in sunny Los Angeles, California.
And we got stuff to
talk about. I just realized that you're wearing the shoes that I won from the Austin show that I gave you as a gift because they were too small for me.
I think they're fake.
Yeah, I'm also certain that they're fake.
I honestly, they probably are, but I got paid a lot of money to give them to you. So
that's I'm looking at it right now. They're the off whites, right? They're the off white shoes.
Yep.
There was there was a bunch of giveaways on a stream.
You still owe me a watch too.
Oh, a Jordan Wood watch?
Yeah.
Oh, that's long gone.
Oh, dude, he owes me so much.
You just never. There's no way. Okay.
No, I asked you many times.
You can have my watch.
Thank you.
Deal. Okay. I'll bring it to you next podcast.
And the jacket.
The jacket wasn't
a part of the deal.
The jacket was supposed to be yours.
Okay, I stole a jacket from Hassan, and for some reason, Will feels compelled that that's his jacket. He thinks it's his jacket.
I bought the jacket for Connor originally.
Yep.
And then once Connor was down, was done wearing it,
yep.
Will was supposed to have it.
Yes.
And maybe
cranberry juice all over
and maybe
wise.
Maybe engage in like a sharing.
Yeah,
you don't want it, Will. It's cranberry juice is all over it.
Oh, okay.
It's terrible. It's terribly stained, almost unrecoverable.
I guess you should buy a new one then, right?
No. That was a one-time piece. They don't make them anymore.
No, they do. I've seen it.
Oh, have you really?
Listen,
yeah. I don't know.
Enough grilling, spit roasting this guy. He gets enough of it. I have a topic I want to talk to you about, Hassan, and I want to know your take.
I'm here. I'm ready.
You're big time anti Cybertruck.
Oh yeah, I am.
Oh, I'm anti-Cybertruck too.
There was a point when I thought it could be cool.
That's crazy.
They're ugly. Yeah.
No, they're gorgeous.
They're not gorgeous. I think they're ugly. They're
no, very sexy. I am a big time pro Toyota Hilux, which is the greatest truck ever crafted.
Sure. Yeah.
So
this is the Tesla Cybertruck.
And the Tesla Cybertruck is like quite the opposite of that. I love here. I'll give you an example of an EV truck that I do like. Mm-hmm. The F100 concept. If you want to pull that up real quick, the F100 concept. The EV concept is an absolute slapper. Like, that's a beaut right there. Look at that.
That's a gorgeous vehicle.
Look
that's
at
a
that.
Throwback.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's vehicle. The type of shit I'm on when I talk about EVs. Like, I don't want to see, like, cyberpunk style fucking EVs.
That's sexy.
Which is ironic, actually, because cyberpunk had a lot of old school vehicles. But
that's sexy.
That's what I want. I want that.
Cybertruck is sexy, though.
I don't agree.
It's sexy like that though. That's sexy.
Cybertruck is sexy. And listen.
It's I guess it's a matter of opinion. I'm anti-electric vehicle.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from,
No, I think we should support the environment.
You're like, fuck the environment.
I just think that sometimes if I got to get somewhere, I got to use gas.
Austin, is your sink running right now?
Is my sink running for my cat?
Is your sink running for your cat?
No, I did turn it off. But my cat, okay, here's the thing about my cat. Can I tell you something? Uh-huh. I took everybody's advice. I got an automatic water feeder, okay, or whatever the hell it is, automatic water fountain for my cat. My cat still refuses to drink out of it and goes by the sink and nudges the sink for me to turn it on.
I just think your cat is a wild animal and as obstinate as it is, I think it will drink water before it dies.
I don't know yet. It hasn't died yet. So I'm sure it, I've stopped using as much water. I'd probably turn it on half as much as I used to.
Before we move on.
So the sink is still running at your house.
It's not running right now.
Okay,
it's
so dribbling. He hates
it's
the environment.
It's a drop. If you drop.
He hates the environment. We already established that. Yeah. Your opinion is null and void. I like EVs. I like EV trucks. Did you know that the Ford F-150 EV has the capacity to fully power a house for 3 days?
It was in the ad.
Yeah.
It was in their ad.
Okay, now
it was like everybody's home for Christmas. It's like, grandma's here. And then the power goes out. And it's like, oh God, grandma's respirator. What are we gonna do? And he goes, don't worry. And he goes out and it's like, La Guruk. And he,
I love that.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's fucking, American. That's so American. Yeah. It's so stupid. I love it.
Grandma on her big iron lung is like smiling at Christmas.
Okay, so here's what I was trying to say. Mm-hmm. I'm hitting it from both angles. I love the big American. I love the big American stupid, silly truck, the F-150. Sure. I love the old school pizzazz of the F-100.
Yeah.
And I also am a fan of the regular combustion engines with the Toyota Hiluxes, which is one of the most durable vehicles ever created. It won the Chadian-Libyan War. There's a literal war called the Toyota War.
Yeah,
and it was one with technicals. So on that front, I feel like Cybertruck doesn't hit any of those. It's not a five-tool truck. It's got a shitty bed. It's not even movable. Like it's got like this deep pocket.
Right.
It's built like a goddamn like a above ground pool, the bed of the truck. So it's not very good for utility.
You're using it for trucking. That's your first mistake. Listen, I had a vision.
Okay.
In the dead of night, and it came to me in my sleep, like a harbinger on the wind. Mm. And what it told me is this: next few years, there will be a reboot of Back to the Future, and the car used in place of the DeLorean, will be the Tesla Cybertruck.
I'm just not a Tesla fan.
Mark it.
I mean, that could be the case. It's just that, like, it still wouldn't, in my opinion, make it cool.
You're a hipster.
No, not at all.
No, he said, wearing his tie-dye self-merch and his Crocs with fur on them.
I can't get on electric.
You have the same Crocs.
I do. I'm a hipster. I will admit this.
I think
dressed like Bill Belichick.
Show the, it's not the Honda EV. Show the other Hyundai EV, the Hyundai one. So, yeah. Hyundai EV concepts are also out of control as well. That's the one. That's the fucking one, baby. Oh. That's the one, dude.
See, that's sick.
That
fuck.
Yeah, like I want that so bad.
Yeah,
I will literally own a pachinko parlor.
Yeah,
and a shit ton of prostitutes, and like I will. Yes, 100%. What do you mean? What? Don't fuck.
Deja vu. I've just been to this place before.
I'm telling you, I come out of that car. I got a fat ass fucking pinky ring.
Are you gonna? Quit
I smack the shit out of a triad.
Oh yeah.
Right, wow. Like for fucking up my territory. Like you're supposed to know. And I say, oh my, I'm a shindere. And he's dead. I smacked him so hard he died. Wow. He didn't even know it.
That's amazing.
Well, listen, I'm not. A wise man, but I do think the Cybertruck looks cool, and for me, that's enough.
I think it. I disagree, but that's. I respect your opinion.
I respect your opinion.
I don't like Teslas.
There's a lot of stuff that I don't like.
I mean, that's probably because it's so much faster. They're very minimal.
Look, your Tesla would. Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
it's not fair. Yeah. My car is faster than Hassan's.
No, it's not true.
Unfortunately,
that's not true.
Hassan has his little bitchy Porsche in the driveway.
No, unfortunately.
Did you see the Tesla Cybertruck dust the Porsche off the line while towing a Porsche?
Wait, really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I believe it. I mean, it's a.
I have to tell you guys something.
Was it an EV Porsche or was it a.
I don't know. I think it was the 911.
It might have been in the 911.
So,
It dusts. EVs do dust the combustion engines pretty hard.
In true gay fashion.
Yeah.
I got in a car accident.
What?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I got in a car accident.
Like a homosexual.
Yes, a homosexual in true gay fashion. And there was another gay gentleman.
Hassan, you're not allowed to say that. Only he's allowed to say that. Yeah.
Look, and it was the most.
I'm saying it as a question.
So this is what happened. So I had another gay gentleman in the car that was helping me. I was trying to back out of my driveway.
Achieve orgasm?
No. I know. We weren't fucking at the time. Okay. I was backing out of my garage and there was a work truck behind me. And I thought, well, maybe I can get out. So I proceeded to do a 300 point Austin Powers turn. And I get out. The twink in the passenger seat was telling me, you're good, you're good, you're good, you're good. I swiped the right side of my garage and took out the front right portion of my vehicle.
So I don't get it. So like twinks are bad at direction too. Like they're bad off the car too.
He was in the car with me saying you're good. And
why would he know more than you when he's in the
passenger
car.
Seat? It was closer to where we could have hit.
Yeah. As in he was saying you're good on his side.
Yeah.
But you weren't good on your side.
No, that was the side I hit.
Oh, you were not good.
No, I was not good. As my sensor was going. He's like, you're good.
Please stop.
Yeah, you're good. And so I went and I was like, I thought I cleared it, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, he gets out of the car and he goes, anyway, the entire front right quarter panel is just white paint, just scraped and just dented in. Yeah. And I was like, it was the dumbest thing I've ever done. Cause you know, all I had to do was tell the guy, can you move your truck?
Yeah.
And instead I decided to proceed at like probably a 90-degree angle out of my garage.
That was a perfect storm. You had the ego of a man and the depth perception of a twink.
yeah.
Yeah.
So I wrecked my car. I did a, it was a, they just need to replace the bumper. Okay. It's already in the shop.
Maybe without the bumper, it could possibly try and beat either of our cars, but it probably would still lose.
No. Will's car, I'll give Will. Will torch my car.
Will's car is the fastest.
Yeah, but yours.
Mine is like the third fastest.
Yours would die.
No, it is actually.
Yours sucks a lot.
Considering that it's an electric vehicle, your it would car, still dust you.
You have a gay car.
Okay.
You have a gay car.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I guess.
Did you, a gay man, just use gay as a derogatory term?
Yeah,
as a
pejorative, yeah. Yeah.
Your car's gay, and so are you wearing pink.
What is happening? Now our podcast is here, baby.
What is happening?
You got to bleep that out. Yeah, sorry, Marisa.
You know what's amazing? Just when the Come Town podcast is making its appeal for your support, we become the
we're gonna
come back.
No, it's the Adam Friedland show is what he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Nick has a stand-up special that came out today.
Stavros has his own podcast now called the Stavvy's World. By the way, speaking of which, he's our next guest. Stavros,
nice.
Stavros Halkias, coming into town.
He taught us how to do the Nearly Nude Calendar.
Yeah, he's the leader.
We kind of yoinked that from him, yeah. He invented the Nearly Nude Calendar.
Did. Oh, he's incredible. I love Stavros.
By the way, we look like shit.
Oh, do we?
All of our images.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like
I think we look fine.
I think they took more time with yours.
Oh, in the calendar. I thought you meant right now. I was like, I just got off a plane.
A calendar.
Okay.
I looked at all of them. I thought that we all look pretty good in all the photos.
I might change 1 month to just me self-sucking.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Are you saying like not enough dick?
Would you include your hog in that?
I mean, I would get a tasteful angle so that there's no dick.
Okay.
Just like straight. Like your meme? Like you would do it like the GIF.
Wow. Can you touch your toes?
Oh, yeah.
I can't touch my toes.
What?
I've been doing a lot of yoga
recently. I can barely go past my knees.
Wait, try it right now. Show it on camera. That's the craziest thing I've ever. What?
Your toes. There's no.
Try shot. Harder. Come on.
Get down there.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with you? I mean, there is something wrong with you.
I just don't.
Why are you so immobile?
I don't know. I've always been that way. I mean, they say you should stretch.
I stretch every day.
Do you not?
No.
Well, I mean, I know you don't because you can't touch your fucking toes.
No, I can't.
And can you? Okay, wait, hold on.
And I'm really embarrassed.
Can't touch
hold on.
His ankles.
No,
pull
I
up.
Can't.
Pull up a PT like evaluation positions. Maybe that'll come up. Not YouTube.
It's wait, just, hold on. There's can a couple I hire things. Somebody to just make me more flexible?
Because you have a personal trainer.
I know, but he's not a physical therapist.
It doesn't matter.
I just want to hire somebody to come stretch me out every day.
Here are a couple things you have to be able to figure out. Austin, get up. In front of that big camera.
No.
I want you to try, turn around, and I want you to try to connect your two hands behind your back. One from underneath, one from, turn around, ain't show no it to the way. Camera.
I can't even do that.
So the flexible person, I mean, that it gets harder the stronger you are, but a flexible person should be able to at least like get in one hand. Let me see. Well, yeah, March, you're frail.
You're frail? All
right, come here. What? Let me see.
Okay. Saying do it.
Not bad. All right. The other way around.
Oh, no.
Oh. Not bad. Okay. Not bad. That's not as bad as it.
Really?
But you can do. See. Okay. I mean, look,
I can also touch the.
Here, touch your ankles. Your knees are bent. Straighten those up. Okay. Ooh, here, now give me a little slide your hands up here.
Okay, hold on.
slide your hands up your... That was pretty sexy, to be honest. Hassan.
What?
Do that again, but then slide up real slowly. Like, and then like...
No.
Like, slide up real... Come on, fans will love it.
Okay.
So what else happened over the...
I flew on a plane, and so I got a story for you.
Okay.
I went on a plane,
sure,
as I do, mm-hmm. and I sat next to this older lady. It happens to me a lot.
Sure.
I sit next to older women sometimes. And I have these bracelets that fans will give me at TwitchCon or at Name Your Price.
Yeah.
As we do, we collect bracelets. And like one of them I have on is the F slur. I like to wear that one. I pick and choose one. Well, somebody gave me one that said Poppy,
okay,
which for those who don't know means daddy in Spanish. Right?
Thank for you those for... of you who don't habla español.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, there's some people out there that don't know, right? And this woman happened to be one of them. She looks at my bracelet and she's like, what does puppy mean?
Okay.
And I was like,
that could be much worse than Poppy.
Yeah, no, she's like, what does puppy mean? I was like, she's like, doesn't that mean dad? Did your children make you that bracelet? That's so sweet.
And she didn't see the one that said
the F slur? No, it was hidden. But I had to. So next thing you know, I'm in this like lengthy conversation talking to this woman about how I have children and they made me bracelets.
You lied to her?
Why?
What am I supposed to say?
Just say that your twink made
it. Just say it's your nickname.
No. The first thing I went, she said, did your kids make it for you? I said, yes.
You're the George Santos of Twitch.
No.
That's so weird.
Because what am I supposed to...
No, I wasn't at a drag show. I just... No. This glitter hit me in the face as I was running.
No. But it was like... I just had to explain to her that I just didn't want to say... Like, she's like... she thought it meant dad. Like, father.
It does mean
not
dad.
Not daddy, though. Not in the sexual connotation.
They kind of mean the same thing.
No. I don't. No, padre is more like...
He hit the R.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Padre.
Padre.
Yeah.
Padre.
Padre. Oh, Dios. Padre. Oh, Dios mío. Right.
Dios mío.
Oh, Dios mío.
For those who are listening, padre in Espanol means father. But like more so like you would call your dad father. Right? And if you were to call him...
Hi, Padre.
Yeah, you wouldn't say it like that, right?
Oh, anyway. Man. So you lied to a woman.
I did.
Tell us about
an older woman.
About your kids.
I think I told her I had a 5-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, girl,
what
boy.
Is,
into soccer?
What is he into?
We didn't get that.
No, Kaya. That's cutie.
You want me to improvise?
No.
No, what, like, just tell us.
We didn't get to those conversations.
She didn't ask about your children?
No, she just...
I feel like old people love children.
What would you have done if she asked to see a photo?
I would have said I don't.
He would have shown his twink. He would have been like, "Yeah, this is my 5-year-old.
So well built for a 5-year-old.
He just eats real good. Yeah. Kids these days, you know, the iPad generation.
Holy
I don't know what
shit.
They're putting in the water.
Holy shit!
Well, he's 23 years old. He does ballet.
Can't park a car.
Can't even help with the navigation.
I liked that story. That was good. Oh, this one's for you.
Okay.
Speaking of George Santos, did you see that they announced they're doing a movie?
I did. I'm not. It's the least surprising thing I've heard.
Is he going to make money off of this, do you think?
No. I think I think there's a rule that allows you to make stuff about like criminals and then they don't get the likeness.
No, there's a law. There's a parody rule where it's like if your reputation is so destroyed.
Oh no, that's a defamation law. Yeah. Yeah. So, no, what I'm talking about is a different thing. There was a serial killer, I think. Was it like Son of Sam or something? It might literally be that where I'm pretty sure there was a law that was passed in the books.
I love that George Santos is up there with the Son of Sam killer.
Well, it's just like if you're a criminal, you can't sue to retain your own likeness and like purchase it so you can get money off of it.
What do you think is next for George Santos?
Dude, television. Prison. Well, prison first, but then after prison.
Prison.
I think you should do porn.
Who would watch that? You would watch? No, that's like a parody porn. You watch it one time.
I would watch it. Yeah.
You would crank at the George Santos.
No, I wouldn't jerk off. I'd watch.
That's
it
what I
sport.
Mean. It's like fascination porn. You watch it one time and then it's over.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't jerk off to it, but I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah, but if you don't
he'd
have
make
a
lot of money on Only, I think he would make a lot of money on OnlyFans.
No, he wouldn't.
He would. I mean, he's so famous.
He would do it for the one time, and then after that, everyone would be like, unless he went on fucking like Anavar. Unless he cycled and then became like super shredded.
The one thing you don't know about the gay community is
I should use you guys as a life coaching service.
Yeah.
Take Anavar, do fucking OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Unless he just. No, would you
do OnlyFans?
You were about to say the gay community has a lot of like niche interests. Every community does. It's not specific to the gay community. He would hit like one marker, which is, oh, I'm fascinated. George Santos made a porn. Let me go watch it. It's a one-time thing. He's not getting return customers, dog.
Okay, you're right. But I just want him to do it because I want to see what it's like.
Okay, you're just horny in the weirdest ways.
I'm not horny for George Santos.
I think you're horny for George Santos.
You're tearing down both our ideas today. I would fuck George Santos today.
Just to say I did.
What?
Aren't there people...
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I would...
Say it again. Say it again.
You know what? I don't think I would.
You said you would fuck George Santos.
Just, I mean, imagine that.
I don't want to. I don't want to.
I don't want
to. It's hard. It's hard for me to. I'm imagining everything but that.
Out there that you would just have sex with, just to say you could. Like, I'd have sex with Elton John.
Yeah. Elton John is way different than George Santos.
Yeah, you're like saying you would fuck the.
Mitch McConnell. Just, that would ruin his career. Think about that.
Wow, he's saying he's slinging dick for America.
That's what I'm saying. It's patriotic. Like,
he's doing it in a way where he destroys.
Think about it, Hassan. Think about it this way. You're so progressive and leftist. Uh-huh. Would you sleep with a prolific Republican politician to ruin their career?
No, when you put it like that, I kind of get what you're saying.
See what I'm saying? That's why I'd sleep
with... I get it. It's like espionage.
Yeah. Now, I can't defend the George Santos because he's our... Yeah. But, like, I can't defend George Santos because everybody knows he's gay. But, like, I need to sleep with, like...
Yeah, no, that was just purely horn.
But, no.
You were horny.
No, George
you,
Santos
You want to like fuck that. George Santos? You no, said I, it. I it's don't. On the record.
He might have to roll that one back.
No. We are not rolling that. No edits.
I agree with you.
No edits.
Well, I mean, do you think that's bad for my image?
No!
that you want to be dick deep inside of George Santos?
The way you
You want to punish him? You want to punish him?
Romantic.
Because he's been a bad boy?
No.
What's the most horrible person like to have a gay romance?
The most horrible person I'd like to have a gay romance with?
Like, who's a shitty person that would ruin their career?
Who like I just like ruin them by Ted having Cruz. Sex with them. I can't get it up with Ted Cruz.
Oh, but
like,
you can get it up for another?
No, all you have to do is receive.
Yeah.
Wait, oh, I'm taking it?
Yeah, he's taking
oh,
it.
Oh, no George way. Santos.
If I could ruin,
you think George Santos is a top?
I do.
If I could ruin Ted Cruz or DeSantis, just humiliate one of them.
I don't think George Santos is a top, but I haven't seen his partner. So
you're typecasting because he did drag.
No. You can be a person who does drag and be a top. I'm typecasting because he's like very
something.
Femtops are very rare. Yeah, exactly. They're very rare. So it's like George Santos does give a little. He is a little femme.
Yeah. I'm really cooking here. I'm thinking we could ruin the Republican Party by sending several gay secret agents.
Also, what you're describing has happened so many times and the Republican Party is still standing.
Yeah.
They literally get caught not just with like age-appropriate male prostitutes, but age-inappropriate male prostitutes regularly.
That's what I hear.
And it seems like they're still fine.
We need to like hit them all at once.
Wasn't there some statistic that when the Republican National Convention comes into any town, like gay porn searches explode?
Really?
It's like it's the least surprising thing I've heard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes so much sense.
Who would you have a gay romance with?
Who would I have a
romance? I didn't even answer mine, but okay. But it's Trump. It's Trump.
You would.
I mean, what was that going to do to his reputation?
Dude, actually, you're right. He might win. Yeah. He might win extra hard.
Now America knows my big secret. I'm a homosexual.
Yeah, he would win so hard.
All that locker room talk was just compensation. I didn't feel
believe
adequate.
Believe me.
Yeah.
The liberals don't want me.
Hassan was very sloppy, believe me.
Yeah, sometimes I like reaching across the aisle. Other times I like reaching underneath. Yeah, I
called him Whiny Hank.
That's right. Yeah. Believe me, he couldn't even take it. Believe me. It
yeah.
Very sad.
First of all, I could. Okay, how dare you?
He said...
You? My ass is powerful. I take big shits.
Oh.
You know
I had this conversation with the yard.
I would have a gay romance with?
Who?
The leader of North Korea.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Like okay.
That's awesome. Tell me why.
We could free a nation.
Yeah.
If the God King.
Do you think your dick is that good?
No, I'm just
How come he's fucking and I'm bottoming? You just automatically went, he's topic.
Between the two of you, he's if you were ever fucking, he would fuck you.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
He would put you, absolutely not. He would put you in the electric chair drop.
I am going to stand by.
This is your most based take.
I'm telling you.
It's a ridiculous take. You don't know your ass from your elbow.
Hassan.
I personally.
Sound off in the chat.
I personally know that if needed, this is an ass that can go to work. However, preference wise, dude, I'm topping.
It's get a preference.
I would top Donald Trump.
You would top.
I've talked about topping Donald Trump.
That is a nasty.
He's got a fat one. He's got an ass. He's got an ass that won't quit.
Yeah,
he does.
I'm sure. Ooh, gravity has taken.
Marsh, pull it up. Pull up Trump's bussy. Let's just take a look at it.
Wait.
No. Do it. Do it.
Wait. Is bussy or is.
No, Trump ass. Like, that's it. What do you mean?
For those of you at home, Marsh put his hands up like this and said, what do I look up here? Wow.
Yeah, look, that. That's look a, that. That's an iconic one.
All caked up.
Wow. That's an iconic one. That's that nice. One is iconic. Look at that ass, dude.
Do you think if he lost a bunch of weight, he'd lose his butt?
Yes.
This is.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is not. Trump is fat.
We should be doing a tier list of like who out of all the politicians who has the best ass.
I like that. Kim Jong-un. That'd be great. So you would free the nation. So you're saying you would liberate North Korea by fucking Kim Jong-un.
That's my platform.
Your dick is that good.
Well,
your dick game is that good.
I would erode the people's confidence in the glorious leader.
Isn't that
if I leak one night in Kim to all the monitors in North Korea?
Oh yeah.
And I got him on a dog leash. You know what I mean?
What if you just came into power and just kept the dynasty alive?
I just don't change anything.
He's a swagged out white boy. That's
people
what they need.
People of North Korea, I am the glorious.
Yeah, dude.
You say your Kim Il-sung reincarnated.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yep.
So that would mean his dad is fucking his son. Or his granddad.
Listen,
is fucking
you don't know how God kings nobody, work, okay?
Okay,
look, I wasn't putting the story together, but
no. At Marsh, what was one of your topics?
I have a topic.
Oh.
I have a topic.
Okay.
My family's trying to kill me.
What?
My family is trying to.
That's a topic.
It's not. It is a topic.
Help us.
It is a topic. Okay. Okay. I don't know if you guys have like. I guess you don't have like similar issues. I love my family to death. Obviously, they're the best.
Sure.
And they've been staying with me. And I usually have like very hard lines on what is allowed and what's not allowed when it comes to the diet stuff. Okay. Mm. And slowly but surely, they have eroded all of those lines. And now.
Are you getting fat again?
I'm not, but like I'm noticing that it's like very, it's much harder for me to. Too. Oh,
yeah,
come on.
We were
don't
just talking
say that.
About it.
No, I'm doing great on the diet front.
You walk
so
with
far.
A little extra jiggle.
Oh my God. Okay. I have body dysmorphia. Stop.
I'm just kidding.
So
we're helping you.
No, you're not. So what has happened is like at first my dad was like, of course I'll make you whatever you want, which is like I have like very strict guidelines on like
sure.
what kind of chicken I have and stuff. But then slowly but surely, it has culminated into this point where, like, last night, we're having dinner. It's just totally fucking fatty-ass food. And on top of that, he goes, you know what I'm in the mood for? A cookie dough cheesecake. Mm. And he just fucking busted out a cookie dough cheesecake and propped it in front of me and looked at me and went,
listen,
aren't you in the mood for it, too?
I will say this in his defense. It's the fucking holidays.
Yeah.
If you don't gain a 10 spot during the holidays?
I can't.
Can't.
I can't because like I've been doing so well. I've been doing so well. And
use
like,
it as your bulking period. I add to my biceps in the holidays. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I just get big.
I mean, that's how you do it. I just, if I was presented in that situation, Hassan, I would just not eat the cheesecake.
Yeah, you have self-control. I don't. That's why I'm like, that's why I have different boundaries.
Oh,
which my family is not respecting at all.
I order.
It's like for him, if you know someone just brought out, you know,
a twin.
Heroin.
Oh,
and
yeah,
or
if you were like, hey, I'm swearing off bussy, okay, and your family was like, here is a Shawn Mendes impersonator,
yeah,
next to a Troye Sivan impersonator.
We greased him up.
Oh yeah, there's no way.
And they're gonna wrestle for our enjoyment.
I mean, I wouldn't. I mean, that's not even too. That's not even comparable.
One's yes, it is.
Yes, it is. To me,
you've never been a fat kid.
To me,
one is a cheesecake. The other is a beautiful man.
Yes, I take the cheesecake. Do you not understand how analogies work?
Hold on.
What is happening?
Hold on. See, you're telling me a beautiful. A beautiful,
do we have to walk you through this?
A beautiful guy with a beautiful butt oiled up is the same as a beautiful
to me, yes.
Cheesecake.
Yes, yeah. To me, if you put Troye Sivan in front of me,
I would not
give a shit.
Your favorite hottest woman in the world, spread eagle, and then a cheesecake. Which one you eating?
Cheesecake. How good is the cheesecake?
Really?
How long has it been since I've had the cheesecake?
It's been weeks.
These are important
you
factors.
You would rather eat the cheesecake than eat the girl that was right there?
Depends.
That's crazy.
This one's a coin flip.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You guys are both fat kids. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is why we laugh at you when you say, oh, I'm a fat
kid
too.
Well, no. My strategy to stay skinny is I order a bunch of junk food. And I think.
I don't want to even hear that.
You, I hate you.
No, no, no.
This
no.
is going
Here's
to be.
I've
this
said
is going to be frustrating
throw it
for me.
Out.
No, I don't throw it out. I put it in my bedside table. They're non-perishables. This is my new thing.
I order trail mix,
Chex Mix, whatever.
Okay, let me stop you there.
And then I get stoned.
Let me stop you there.
What? Dude, you just said
your
fat kid, you ordered Chex Mix.
Your stuff is Trail Mix and Chex Mix?
What are you? Are you a squirrel?
You know,
are you doing?
You know how much? There's 17 grams of fat in a small package.
I'm going to beat him to death.
In a small package of Trail Mix.
I'm so mad.
Okay? All right? It is a healthy fat.
He's not.
I'll give you that.
He's not
there
fucking
M&Ms
with us.
In
this
there.
Is how he. This
no,
is
I'm
how
serious.
He works.
And then I get very stoned and there I fall asleep before.
He
I can
said
eat.
There are M&Ms in there. There's like 8 M&Ms in the fucking package.
Yeah, look, what I'm saying is I get very stoned.
I ate a
get
full
high
bag
enough,
of Flamin' Hot Cheetos last night.
Jesus Christ!
Last night, my mom opened up an entire bag of Trader Joe's chips, which I proceeded to put inside of my ice cream. That's. Like, I have no right. control. I have right. no self-control.
I'll tell you this. I had a little fun last night, too.
Shut up.
Oh, okay.
I had
hear it. I don't want to fucking hear it.
Two bags of Smart Pop.
I'm not Can
even,
we kill him?
I'm not
Can
even,
we kill him?
I'm not even joking. I said, two bags of Smart Pop.
Wow.
Mix, and I shared a small bag of barbecue chips with the
doing it to rub it in.
I'm not even kidding. That's what
doing
I
doing it to rub it
I'm,
in.
I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
I feel like my eyebrows twitching from how angry I am at you right now. Why do you do this?
It's like last night I went to a restaurant. I was feeling so naughty. I got a second order of white fish.
I did actually.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I had sushi for dinner.
Okay.
Yeah, it was delicious.
How do you do this? I just, like, my point is,
well,
I don't have self-control.
Look,
I don't have self-control. My family's fucking me up.
Look. I will say this. You're not the only one whose family is trying to kill them.
What are you? Is your family trying to kill you?
With the food? Yeah. Okay. My family definitely pushes.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was great. It was awesome.
Go ahead. Tell me about the food that they're trying to kill you with.
I mean, they push food. They push desserts.
Mm. Yeah. But you don't have a sweet tooth.
I don't.
So you have that power. I have a sweet tooth. So, like, I can't fucking stop myself. Like, I'll have, like, a little bit of cookie dough. And then it's like.
Nah, it's the fats.
Yeah.
That hit.
Yeah.
Like the fried foods. Yeah. My weaknesses are french fries and tater tots and ranch.
Okay, that's fair. That's like,
real.
That's normal. That's the first pop. Normal thing you've ever said.
Yeah, it's not Smart Pop.
I dip them in honey mustard and ranch, and that's when I get really crazy. I weighed 178 pounds.
I don't even
want to
know what he means.
Point.
When he says he gets really crazy,
we're
gonna, I don't
we're
even.
We're going to move on before I kill him.
Okay.
Marsh, yeah. Give me a topic. Oh. Taylor, okay. We're going to skip that. Cutie's not here.
Ooh, I heard about this new drug that could expand the lifespan of dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah. It saves
Where's
the...
that for humans?
You live like 100 years.
No, I want... Why can't we get a vaccine where we double our lifespan? Would you want to live 200 years?
Not if I age.
Okay. If you looked young for another 100 years.
Oh, if I looked young, I'd live forever.
If I stayed at this age, it's over.
Always.
It's over.
Do you ever just think.
Like, I'd be a vampire.
Mm, would you just want to live forever?
Yeah.
When I get stoned, I just sit there and I think, like, this is all going to end one day and I'm just going to be, it's going to be black. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a random thing. It just terrifies me.
It's not that random. It's pretty normal to think that, but. You know, that anyway. Should also, you should, there should be a follow-up there where you're like, and that's why I live life to the fullest, like that kind of thing?
Oh, okay.
Or does that not happen for you?
No, I mean, it's only when I get high. When I'm sober, it's not the way it is. I don't think that way. I'm not, yeah, anyway, the drug, what do you think? Huh?
I mean, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. I heard about this for cats, too.
Yes.
Yeah, which I'm so excited.
I think it could expand the lifespan of cats to like 30.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm bro, so excited. Bro,
you don't want a fucking bitch-ass cat for 30 years?
No, you kid. I want my cats. That means I get another fucking 15 years with my cats. Dog, that's awesome.
Your cat can't even fucking survive you going away when there's like still water at home. You know what I mean?
I know, but
how the fuck? 30 years of that cat being alive, you're going to fucking cripple the entire water infrastructure of Portland,
My
dude.
Cat is, it's a strange cat. He's a very strange cat.
Feel like all cats are strange.
Yeah.
Knott's Berry Farm looking for content creators to join Ambassador Program?
Hell yeah.
Can we do that?
Wait, are they?
Knott's Berry.
I would love to do that.
We can go on roller coasters together?
Let's get sponsored by Knott's Berry Farm and do a podcast.
Do they have roller coasters?
Oh my God. What if we did a podcast on a roller coaster?
Yes.
Where it just kept going.
Yes.
I shit my pants.
For like 20 minutes.
I would love that.
That'd be awesome.
I would love that.
I would shit my pants.
People have done that before, haven't they?
I don't know if they've done an entire podcast.
I would love that.
By like the 10th minute, you'd be in trouble.
Perfect. Okay. I think it'd be entertaining. I'm down for that. Hassan, would you do it?
Mm. Sure. Why not?
Okay. I think we need to shoot.
You're so enthusiastic.
I think
about
we need to shoot
ideas.
For this Knott's Berry Farm endorsement.
I'm fine. I mean, Knott's Berry Farm, if you're listening,
yeah,
we're ready.
That's right.
Folks at Knott's Berry Farm.
Our body is ready. Yeah. We're physically ready, mind, body, soul. We're going to do it.
Yep.
We're going to get the sponsorship.
I love
it. All right, what else do we have on here?
Woolly Mammoth.
Oh,
is
show the Tesla.
Back.
Can we get back to the Tesla truck? Because the Tesla truck crash test seems questionable, is a pretty good one. And there was one other point that I wanted to make.
I know. They're like, oh, it has no crumple zones. The other car is the crumple zone.
I know, but you do realize, like, no crumple zones means, like, you perish no matter what.
What's a crumple zone?
You're going through the other vehicle.
I know, but when you're, but it doesn't matter because, like,
the other person's squishy body is breaking my impact.
So that's a missile. But right. If you were sitting inside of a missile, it ultimately is going to hit an object that it forces it to stop. So
not if you're going fast enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter though, because like if you go through a fucking wall,
what Will's saying is that he may get
impact,
slowed down.
The impact of hitting a wall will turn your physical body into mush.
Not if you hit it hard enough.
That or just don't hit the wall.
Okay, that's fair. That if you don't hit the wall, you're right.
Just don't crash.
The other thing that I find very funny about the Tesla truck is that in America, the Tesla truck will most likely not be sold in Europe because it's so pointy. It's so, like, it has jagged edges all around it, which America is the only country on the world, if I'm not mistaken, that does not have the legal restrictions on cars not having any jagged edges. I think it's called there's a pedestrian clause, basically, that you can't have jagged edges in your car because, like, you can accidentally have a bike crash into it, even if it's like stable, and then you fucking impale yourself on the car.
Right.
Or if like a baby falls.
We need a way to deter people to stop biking in this country.
I hit a biker once.
What?
I did. And I'm gonna come clean about it, and I'm gonna tell it on the podcast.
Are you going to jail?
No. No, I was not at fault. Okay. What? I was making...
You were definitely at fault.
No.
There is no world in which you in a car are not at fault.
First of all,
the
biker hit me. I was driving the vehicle, proceeding down Anonymous Avenue. All right? I proceeded to make a left-hand turn. The biker behind me went around me on the left-hand side and hit my door.
Wow.
Biker survived, but it was his fault. No. When you make in the United States of America, when you drive on, we drive on the right side of the road. If somebody is behind you and you make a left turn, you're not supposed to go around him on the left side. You're supposed to pass him on the right.
Was there a bike lane?
No. In the bike lane, if it was, it was on the right side. He went into oncoming traffic to pass me.
Bikers be crazy.
And so I hit him. In fact, I did it on purpose. Listen, I'm just kidding. I didn't.
All jokes aside, the Tesla truck does look dangerous. There's that crash video, or at least the images, where it's like it just doesn't crumple at all.
Yeah, it hits the. There is a crumple zone in the front of it, but it's like very tiny, and you're supposed to have it throughout the entire car so it survives the passenger.
I think we have to remind people that a very dangerous car being allowed on the market, this wouldn't be the first instance of this. What was that car that just kept blowing up?
Ford Pinto.
Ford Pinto. Yeah, this could be the new Ford Pinto, baby.
I mean, libertarian is, well, Teslas also blow up a lot. So, I mean, not more than like the, not like as much as Ford Pinto, but.
Dude, again, another car that just looks sick though.
It does look cool.
Pinto looked.
Look how sick it looks when it. Keep off my rear. I'm explosive. That's holy awesome. Shit.
Wait, so you would hit them and they would just explode.
They would just blow up.
That's awesome. Not. Did a lot of people die, I'm sure, and it was very sad. But yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've been getting dragged for my Spotify Wrapped.
Who's writing that?
Do you know what Spotify Wrapped is?
Yes.
So for those that don't know, Spotify every year puts together like a summary of your top songs, top artists that you listen to over the course of the year. And I release my Spotify Wrap. Shall we bring it up? Can we put it up? Pull it up, Marsh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's right there in the document. I release my Spotify Wrap, and I've been getting torched for it on Twitter. Here's my Spotify Wrap. Here's my top artists.
Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Yep. Oh my God. Dean Martin? Peppino Gagliardi? Okay.
Peppino Gagliardi? Who the fuck is Peppino Gagliardi?
Dude, you don't know about Peppino Gagliardi?
So hold on. First of all, Elvis Presley needs no.
From Brooks says, this guy is 80 years old. It's so true.
So, Peppino Gagliardi.
You have the taste of a racist.
What?
You have the.
There
music.
Is not one person of color on your top five.
Whoa.
No, but it's not even just
Dean
that.
Dean Martin, he's Italian.
Dude, no, what I meant by what I was saying, which you perfectly followed up on, is that like most of your faves are from an era where black people did not have rights.
And neither did gay people.
Yeah, wow, that doesn't
that
save
a reversal.
You. That doesn't save you in this situation. You have the taste of an 85-year-old man.
Doesn't make me a racist.
Marsh,
Taylor Swift is in there.
I need to hear a Peppino Gagliardi.
Okay, so hold on.
Just give me a second.
Peppino Gagliardi is an Italian singer from the 70s. Hold on. Let me look up my favorite Peppino song.
Name Spotify one Rap. Peppino
song.
Is this your driver's music?
It's we listen to it together.
Oh my God! It's Davide.
No,
put up Davide's Spotify Rap?
Hold on. How the hell am I supposed to remember the title of this? One of the songs is Ci vuole questa musica stasera. Okay, how the hell am I supposed to? I don't remember the name of it.
All right, play me some Peppino.
Here, you want me to play it on the thing here?
Yeah, come
on. Ci vuole questa. There it is.
Okay.
I gotta have some Peppino in my life.
Peppino,
dude, I feel like this is so old. Copyright doesn't work anymore. Like, what's Peppino gonna do? Fucking copyright us? He's dead. What the?
This is your top listen.
I'm pretty
it's
sure
a great song.
We can listen to it.
Okay, I've had enough. Thank you.
There's no way Peppino.
What is the fucking vibes for this? Like,
this is driving through Los Angeles with my driver, Davide. Sometimes we take a scenic route over the hills in Burbank. Beautiful day. Peppino Gagliardi on the Spotify.
You've never been to the hills at all.
Yes, I have. Are you kidding? I used to go to Burbank all the time, G4. We used to drive over the hill.
Oh, that's when Peppino was popping?
Peppino was blasting and Dean Martin.
Peppino.
And Taylor Swift.
Peppino.
So that's my... People have been dragging me for my music taste. I think I've got a lot of great...
You are worthy of being dragged.
Okay. I mean, my top songs were... I guess even worse. You want to see my top songs of the year?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Here are my top songs.
Let me get it. It's going to be Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons in there.
I don't know. You have to see.
Frank Sinatra is in there.
Just songs. Think about songs. Because this is my whole rap. Here it is.
CC Rider?
Yes, it's CC Rider.
Oh, yeah.
Rush?
Feel the Rush.
Oh.
Okay. Escapism?
A hot broke bitch, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne.
Ba-dum, ba-dum. Okay.
What's so put on, put on?
Kylie Minogue is a queen.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, my
your top songs are gay as fuck.
Yeah,
that's good.
Well, it goes old in that order. It goes like, CC Rider, old, Rush, gay, Escapism, gay, Padam, gay, On an Evening in Roma.
Do you have a rapt?
No, I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
He doesn't listen to music.
No, I don't. I actually.
You don't have Spotify?
Me and my cousin, like my cousin has a Spotify. Because he's in Turkey, ever since I was a broke boy, I've just been like using his Spotify because he's on it on the opposite time that I'm on it.
What? That is
how do you listen ludicrous. To music?
No, listen.
You steal Spotify from your cousin.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I never use it anymore anyway because I never listen to music. I do not listen to music. If my Spotify, if I had like an actual Wrapped, it would be shit that I listen to on the stream. Yes. And I could tell you off top dome, it'd be like the all of the Hasanabi music that my community's made.
All right,
and then it'd be Cholima on the Wing, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea Army songs.
Wait, what? You listen to the DPRK Army songs?
Yeah, it's fucking sick. Have you ever, okay, play Cholima on the Wing. I know Will is going to actually appreciate it.
I can't, hold on.
Play that.
On.
And show the music video too.
I can't believe I'm getting shit on Peppino.
No, it's not gonna get copyrighted. Watch this shit. Will, listen to the fucking, listen to the laconic melodies, okay?
Okay.
Ain't no way you're gonna get hooked on this.
This is ass.
Hold on. I get shit on for listening to Peppino Gagliardi and you're listening to PPRK music. This is bad.
Wait, no, keep playing it. Oh my God. It's a fucking absolute jamborini. First of all, you are a hypocrite because this genre of like, I don't even know what I would be considering it. Like, obviously it's like marching music, but the background
propaganda
is like very similar.
Yeah.
The beats that they're using is kind of similar to that same era of Turkish music that you listen to all the fucking time.
No.
Yes, the funky.
No.
The funky saz. I don't know what it's called. All right,
sitar. You want my Wrapped? My Wrapped is Grum is my number one artist. Mondo Grosso is number two. Roy Davis Jr. number three, Swedish Ooh. House Mafia number four,
okay.
Fred what? Again number five. Yeah, Swedish House Mafia had a year, brother. And then my top songs are Gabriel, Pearls by Sade, Strong by Fred Again, Where Are You, and Tell It to My Heart, which is a very gay song. Tell it to my heart.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm the only one. But I.
When do you listen to that type of music in the gym?
Yeah. But Sade is always on.
How many
top
minutes
five.
Did you have?
13,000.
Wow, I had 43,000 minutes.
Damn.
It's because I just listen to music on the plane mostly.
I never listen to music.
What do you do?
My number one song was this song called Gabriel Played. Here, pull that up.
What do you do on a plane, Hassan?
I play video games.
On a plane?
Yeah, on my Steam Deck.
Yeah, I do the same.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't listen. I have no...
Yeah, this is.
I never have an
year.
Opportunity to even listen to music because, like, every opportunity that I have to myself, I am listening to podcasts and news.
Like halfway in, yeah. So anytime I was working, I had this on. This is by Roy Davis Jr.
It's pretty good. I know this song.
It's a bop.
It's good.
A bop.
Look, better than fucking Mr. Peppino over here, I'll tell you that
Peppino
much.
Peppino Gagliardi, there's going to be a lot of fans in the comments that are going to come after
you. Peppino Gagliardi!
No, they're not, because every single person that knows who he is dead.
Oh, no, Peppino himself just died last week, or a few weeks
Wait,
ago.
Really?
Yes, a few weeks. I don't know what it is, but every time I get hooked on an artist, they die. which I think is like
a do know what it is. You listen to 800-year-old artists.
No.
That are like on their last leg.
No, no, no. When I, in 2009, when I was on a Michael Jackson kick, I had Who's Loving You as my ringtone. And
do
he
you
died.
Think you killed Michael Jackson?
I don't think so, but also I was on a Prince kick and he died too.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I kid you not. And I, at Pepino, I listened to him for a year and he kicked the bucket.
What's wild to me is that, like, even back in 2009, your tastes were still, like, kind of 20, old.
30 years.
Yeah.
In 2009, I was, like,
but
not born.
Oh. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm how kidding. Old were you in 2009 when you were listening to Prince?
Like 14, I think. 13. 12, maybe. I don't remember. It's been a long time. No, 14 is accurate. I was 14 in 2009.
So what is that?
Crunching numbers. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, let's. I want to get to this last thing. The Woolly Mammoth de-extinction project is underway. Mm. We're bringing...
Dangerous.
We're bringing... What?
Dangerous.
I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
Are you Jurassic Parking me right
don't
now?
Don't fuck with nature like that.
Life. Fine. Are you Jeff Goldblum?
Yes.
Do the line.
I've never watched Jurassic Park.
What? You are doing a bit from Jurassic Park and you've never seen the movie?
I've never seen it.
You disgust me.
I've never seen any of the Jurassic Parks.
You're worse than a Pepino Gagliardi.
I've never seen any of the Jurassic Parks.
Only need to see one.
I understand the concept. Don't fuck with nature.
You understand of one of the greatest movies ever. Okay, I hate to be that guy, but come on. Jurassic Park?
I understand the concept. Don't fuck with nature. Don't bring back dinosaurs.
Okay. Bringing back the mammoth. You. There is literally no way it could go wrong.
Oh, okay. Tell us.
What do you think is going to happen with the mammoth?
They are going to be King Kong style fucking taking
it's
over.
It's a big, hairy elephant.
Yeah.
I'm going to be wearing...
When did they go extinct?
So many years ago.
Ice Age.
I thought that they were recent. Oh, yeah. Well, I was wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to be wearing mammoth skin coat and y'all are going to be like, damn.
So I love that. We should bring back all the dinosaurs.
So that's the question. What would you bring back?
Everything.
Everything?
The T-Rex.
No!
Yes!
No, that is actually the Jurassic Park meme. There is a real present danger.
I think we should bring back the T-Rex.
For what reason?
Oh, they have a date.
Now, hold on. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. I don't understand how they put
a date on it.
Why they're doing it? I mean, it could be a source of a new fur.
I love this. I'm all about this.
Like,
I think we should
shear sheep. We could shear a mammoth.
Okay.
Sustainable fur.
Wait, hold on. Think about it this way, Hassan. We are nature.
Email.
Hassan, we are nature. Mm. We are human beings. We are a product of nature.
Sure.
We were given the intelligence to be able to bring back other things, right? So everything that we do on this earth
is
natural and beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. We should play God. I like it.
I think we should bring back pterodactyls.
Okay.
Wait, what? Why?
Can you imagine instead of having a horse, you have a pterodactyl? Sustainable travel overnight?
They're gonna eat us.
I got an idea.
No, we could train them. Just like a horse.
Will.
Bro, they're ugly as hell.
I've got the reason for T-Rexes.
Okay.
They could fight our wars.
Your idea is a fucking organic nuke? Like, you think that's a good idea?
You literally went... Full Jurassic Park, because that's like Jurassic Park 3. When the government is like, we need to use these dinosaurs for war fighting.
Oh, that I haven't seen the movie.
How are you guys doing the entire Jurassic Park film?
This is
franchise?
How they thought of it?
Is this a bit?
I'll be honest.
Doing
no,
a bit?
I'm starting to think that Jurassic Park actually had some good ideas.
Oh, my.
Yeah, as in like talking about the dangers of like using an animal, playing God, and also using it for death and destruction.
Okay.
Oh, what could go wrong?
No, I think I know T-Rex should be dangerous, but God, think about the money we could make.
Who's we?
Like, okay, I haven't seen Jurassic Park, but listen, what if we created like a theme park/zoo?
Okay, this is a bet.
And then
you guys coordinated then, before.
And then people could just go and attend. And obviously you could control the animals. Like maybe some of them you could give to the federal government as like the Defense Department for defense purposes.
Legitimate question.
Yeah.
Did they study homosexuality in the dinosaur kingdom? I'm dead serious.
Okay. Let me just explain something to you. Okay. Animals, right, that are not human are already gay as fuck. Like, there's no sexuality. Nobody ever... Animals don't think about it like that. Baby. Yeah. So...
I know they don't think like... I was just curious.
So dinosaurs would probably also be gay as fuck.
All right, anyway. Sorry.
What, really?
Irrelevant. Continue.
She had a bunch of food.
I'm detracting from... oh, my God. Somebody looked it up. Is there any evidence...
Somebody looked it up is a Reddit
homosexual behavior is a well-documented... in modern animals, but were there any gay bars in the land of what? What's the comments? They're probably stupid. Did I win a prize because homosexual? Okay, yes. The answer is yes. It had to.
Do you feel better about bringing back the dinosaurs?
I do. I do. I think it's progressive.
What dinosaur would you bring back? You said T Rex to sell to the military.
Yeah. Okay. And
what
also,
what would you bring back?
I think.
I like the big boys, like the, what is it, the Stegosaurus or whatever, like the ones that are not carnivorous.
Herbivores. And,
yeah, the herbivores that are just like chilling.
So Brontosaurus or Stegosaurus?
I probably would go with, Stegosaurus can't really ride, so Brontosaurus, that one's like really big.
How about the giraffe looking ones?
Put them in fucking Wisconsin, you know what I mean? Or Montana, like there's so much fucking space there.
Okay.
Just turn the entirety of Montana into like a dino space.
Yeah, so like that brings up the moral issue. Do we let them roam free? But their natural habitat doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
That's why you put them in Montana.
So they would evolve into something else that we didn't even...
No, that would take thousands.
Do you know how long evolution takes?
I mean, it would take a minute.
Do you know what the... Wait, without looking this up, without looking this up, I have a question for you. Do you know what like modern animal is direct descendants of dinosaurs?
Lizards.
Most animals are, but do you know what? Well, give me a very uncommon animal that you think
dinosaurs
that we have like in our daily lives, like we
crocodiles,
chicken,
chickens.
Yes,
really.
That's what evolution looks like, dog. Over the course of thousands of years.
Oh, yeah, that duh. They had birds, like weird birds.
That's what I'm saying, petrodactyl.
No, but chicken is like a, chicken is a descendant of what? Look, let's,
crocodiles was on there.
Yep.
Yeah, chicken is a descendant of what kind of animal, though? What kind of dino?
Number two is crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I wanted to stress here.
How the hell, what about evolution turned them into that?
Scarcity of resources. That's awesome.
Well, also, they were made extinct pretty much.
I'm saying, though, petrodactyl travel. Okay. Can you imagine being able to ride a dragon to your mom's house That'd for Thanksgiving? Awesome. No more having to deal with Southwest.
Yeah.
You just hop on your petrodactyl, pterodactyl. I don't know why I keep saying that because it's got a P in front. And you just cruise there.
That'd be sick.
I'd be scared.
It'd be a little scary.
I don't know. But... that's like biking in space. Like, that's so terrifying. It'd be cool, though. At I'd be down point, to do it.
Would you be willing to take a risk, though, to ride a dragon?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it cuts down on traffic quite a bit. So yeah. that's a big deal, I think.
Greenhouse gas is gone.
Which dinosaur would you like as a pet?
If I had full control over one, it'd be the T-Rex. What would yours be? I said Brontosaurus. I like those. They're big boys.
You'd have a T-Rex as a pet? What's the little, like, aggressive ones?
Velociraptor?
Yeah.
They're not that little, though. They're still, like, bigger than a huge... They're, like, ostrich size.
Isn't there the one called the Armadon that's, like... It's got, like, the basically mace on its tail? And it's got, like, armor all over it?
No, this... Just look up like armor tail dinosaur.
Yeah.
Armor tail.
So, yeah,
that one.
What's his name?
That's like a, what is it? On a platypus.
Anlilosaur.
No, Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus, yeah, that.
So are we definitely bringing back the woolly mammoth?
Yeah, it's happening.
It's like for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you can't do nothing about it, dog. You can't even stop it.
Are they like... I wonder if PETA has anything to do with
it. I just don't understand why we're fucking bringing back mammoths at a time of like unprecedented global heating.
Do you think we'll eat
as
them?
A consequence of anthropogenic climate change? So like we literally have a structure. We literally have a fucking ecosystem that is like not even sustainable for goddamn polar bears. And we're like, here, let's bring back the one fucking animal that like got wiped out because it wasn't cold enough.
Woolly mammoth tacos?
It makes no fucking sense. What are we going to do? Put them in a fucking freezer and then use extra energy to like keep them alive?
Oh, they live in the cold.
They're an elephant with hair.
That's right.
Yeah. I think it's... Yeah, I think it's crazy. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I mean,
it was also a lot colder back then.
Bro, it's cool I'm trying to restore.
When I show up to the function in a mammoth skin coat, y'all are going to be like, damn, Will, why do you flex so hard?
I think it's cool yeah. to try and engage in the act of de-extinction, but like de-extinction without like trying to get a hold on anthropogenic climate change is so fucking stupid.
So what about if we just bring back the dodo?
That's what I'm saying. We've lost a few animals recently.
We've lost a few.
Like, yeah,
let's bring back a dodo.
Why couldn't we save that species?
Or like the fucking, what is it, Bengal tiger? The white?
Yeah.
Why? How could we not save
or pandas? Pandas are chill as fuck. We should not let pandas.
So now you're back in.
No,
you're no longer.
I'm fine with those animals. I'm saying like the I so literally don't think
the diminishing return on animals is
for woolly mammoths. It doesn't make sense.
Your argument that it's, you know, oh, what are we going to do? Put them in a freezer? We can't even get pandas to fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Wait.
They stopped fucking.
Wait, so is that true? They just won't fuck anymore?
They won't fuck. They gave up on life.
Really?
Yeah, they just won't reproduce.
That's the problem. They just won't fuck.
No, literally, that is a big issue.
That is crazy. We just need to start...
I wonder if it's...
I don't know what we're going to do. I just really don't.
I wonder
we'll
if it's
to make them in a
partially
lab,
because like we just won't... We I mean, they're not out in the wild.
We should feed them what do they call it? Aphrodisiacs?
Poppers?
No.
We're just got panda bears taking ecstasy and poppers.
They're gay as fuck.
Holy shit.
That's why.
Pandas are gay as fuck?
Ling Ling is off a beam, dude.
Yeah, they're doing...
We just have Ling Ling at a Fred Again concert.
Yeah.
You don't have to be so smart.
I miss your touch. Na, 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 rush. Na, 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 na. All right, on that note, I think we will explore the territory of panda fucking and much more behind the paywall.
That's right.
At patreon.com/fear. And ladies and gentlemen, subscribe. Thank you so much for coming. This was a cutie-free episode.
Yes, cutie. We miss her very much.
Yeah, she died to self-suck.
That's right. And also, next week, I believe we are unveiling the
new set.
The coveted new set.
Woo!
With our guest, Stavros Halkias.
Wow, what an episode. Yeah. We are so back.
We are
we
going to so
fit
back.
Him in there? That's a real question. We're about to find out. Oh, that wasn't even a fat joke because the studio is tiny.
What else would that have been?
How are we going to fit any guest in there is what I mean.
Yeah. Well, Hassan, I think you are objectively larger than this. How are we going to fit you in there?
That's also true. Yeah. You'll see. You'll find out. You'll find out what it looks like.
Oh, God, Ling Ling's off a beam. Yeah. You don't have to be so strong.